Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Omud Beis. And we begin at the very, very top in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Reish Ches. And we're in the middle of the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber starts at the top of this page. Avuhu Adin, the same halacha applies. In Beirach al Tamarim, Birchas HaMazon, Bimkom al Eitz. We know, of course, that if a person has the shear of Tamarim, of dates, that the bracha, as it's one of the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael, so the special bracha they make is the bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, the bracha al Eitz V'al Priya Eitz. So the Mechaber, as we discussed yesterday, if a person made a mistake, and as we discussed yesterday, if a person made on wine, or if a person made on Daisa, a benching instead of the bracha achas mein shalosh, so we gave those circumstances yesterday. So the Mechaber here tells us the same halacha applies in regards to Tamarim. If you benched, you made a full benching on Tamarim, instead of saying the bracha, alo eitz ve'al priyo eitz, yotze, you are yotze b'dieved. And he says, v'afilu lo amar ela birchas hazan, and even if all you said was the first bracha benching, whether, and this is true now, ben ala yayin, ben ala tamarim, this is true whether it was instead of the bracha ala gefen, the apriya gefen, or whether it's the bracha ala eitz ve'al priyo eitz, if you made just the first bracha of benching, you are yotze as well, yotze. However, the imniskar achelo chosam bechazazon, you're in the middle of benching the first bracha, you haven't concluded the bracha, baruch ato Hashem azon esakol, in the middle of the benching, you realize, hey, I wasn't supposed to bench, I was supposed to make an al ha'etz, al priyetz, I was supposed to make al ha'gefen, al priyagefen, so then in that situation, wherever you are in the middle of that bracha, the first bracha of benching, Yaschil v'alshim chaltel avusenu eretz chem l'tov v'rechova. Go jump into the nusach of the alo eitz v'alpriya eitz al hagefen v'alpriya gefen nusach and the yisayim bracha d'meyein shalosh and conclude it with the bracha of brachat Hashem al aretz v'al haperos al aretz v'alpriya eitz or the bracha al aretz v'alpriya gofen. Let's look in the Mishneh Berurah now. Sivkan ayin zayin. Mishneh Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim tells us, the Tamarim Nami Zayin, the reason why this would work if you by accident, quote, benched, instead of saying, and I'll eats v'al pre-eats for dates, is because the dates also sustain you, they nourish you. Ke'ein mine dogon, just like grain does. And v'shayach behu b'di'evit b'chas amazon, and therefore b'di'evit, if you made a b'chas amazon, on Tamarim you would also be yotzei. As opposed to masha'en kein shar peros, other fruits, afilu mishiva saminim, even if they're, let's say, grapes or olives, other fruits, even from the zayiminim, which you're supposed to make an ala eitz on. But in this situation, if you benched on them, afilu bidyevit, eino yotze birchas hamazon. You would not be yotze with the birchas hamazon on these other fruits because they aren't zan. And certainly on fruits that aren't from the zayiminim, they don't have this characterization, if you wish, of being zan, and therefore you can't be yotze with benching. Sivkot Nayin Ches, the Mishneh Berurah says, Ela Birchas Hazan v'chulei, if you in fact said the first bracha of benching, you would be Yotzei. Af al gav she'ein bo me'ein shalosh. Now he points out the problem, the first bracha of benching only talks about the bracha of Hazan es hakol. It doesn't talk about the second bracha and the third bracha, dealing with al aretz v'al hamazon and uvnei Yerushalayim, and even though the al ha'etz v'al priya etz does include all three ideas, as we've mentioned already in previous shurim, nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah tells us that the Mechaber said your yotze b'di'evit, even with just the first bracha of benching, in kol makom kiven shekvar gomer hazon es hakol. Since you have said hazon es hakol, shuv ein yachol loma habrachas anasoros. You don't have the right to now say additional brachos. Shelo niskinu lechatchila ala yayin v'atmarim, because the rabbis never set up those other brachos to be said on either wine or on dates. The issue foot number 79 adds, V'chein, mi she'en yodeyas nusach alamilchi. He says, what happens if somebody doesn't know the nusach of alamilchi? So Rav Pincha Sheinberg's Zatzal brings down, Sha'pi divri ha-Mishneh Berurah, lolo, based upon this Mishneh Berurah that we just said, l'chora, he should in fact go and the Yivarach kol hapachas is a bracha rishon shebechas hamazon. You're stuck someplace and you don't know the nusach of alamichya, and you do know the first bracha of benching. So he says in this situation, in order to fulfill the requirement to bench after eating dates or wine, you should say this first bracha of benching because it's a shas adchak. However, he says in regards to the pas of Bobi Kistan, the Chazon Ish writes, she'itochen she'mevarchem olea birchas hazon l'chud, but for things that are hapas haboh bekist and various types of mizonos, you would not be yotze in this fashion. Why? Because the Chazon Ish says sheyesh lomar shekiven shehi pas gemura, because these really have the status of bread. V'rak mishum shein kovim aleh suda, and only it's because they're not normally eaten as a full meal. So therefore tiknu lo chachamim es birchas mein shalos. Therefore the rabbis instituted an al hamichya. Therefore lefikach lo hivkiyum imenu chachamim eschiyav haskaras kol shloshes soan yonim. Therefore you must say all three aspects, Hazan es hakol, aretz v'al hamazon, and uvnei Yerushalayim, in order for a person to fulfill his obligation.
Furthermore, he brings down Shalafi Hatzad Shiyotze Mevichas Hazon Al Apasa Babikisin. According to the opinion that says you are Yotze with just Hazon Esakol for Pasa Babikisin, what happens if you were satiated from this bread? But other people are not kovei ashir in this amount that you ate. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, would you in fact be able to be yotzi in this situation with hazon? And he leaves this as a sofik. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Ayin Tes says that if you remembered that you're supposed to say a bracha chasmein shalosh before you finished hazon esakol, so then you should begin at that point in the middle of the bracha with the rest of the nusach of the bracha chasmein shalosh and finish it off with the appropriate nusach haloritz bialaperos or haloritz or priam agofen. So the Mishnah Berurah says the lachatchila halo bavadi yesh levarach bracha shiichlo mein shalosh kedin, because here we don't say bid the eved rely upon the fact that hazon esakol is enough. Here, since you haven't said the bracha baruchat Hashem you might as well say all three aspects, all three characterizations of the bracha, as you're all supposed to lechatchila. Now we conclude this beautiful siman reish ches with the last sif, sif yud ches. The Mechaber says, lo yichlol asofek shum tosefes birichas me'ein shalosh. When a person is unsure over here as to whether he should or should not say a certain aspect of the bracha chas me'ein shalosh, he should not say it. Even though it's not talking about adding the additional shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Malchus that would be a real problem with Baruch of Atola. What do we mean by this? Pirish, the Ramah says, I'll explain to you what the Mechaber is telling us. Kigon, for example, Shashasa Maashke, a person drank a beverage. Shasafek in Birchasu Alagefen, Vahule. You're not sure, do you make a Alagefen, Yapriagefen on it, or do you make O, Barinafashas Rabos, Vahule, on it? So it's a beverage that you're not sure what its status is. Is it wine, or is it something that is not wine? And therefore, you don't know whether the proper bracha is Alagefen, or the proper bracha, Achrona, is Barinafashas. So what should you do in this situation? So the Ramah says the Mechab is telling us over here, lo yochal dova shebechaso bari nefashos rabos, v'dova shebechaso al ha'etz. Don't go and now eat two other things, one of which requires a bari nefashos and one of which requires a bari ha'etz, al ha'etz v'apriya ha'etz. The yich lo imo gam ken al ha'gef v'apriya ha'gefen. And then, since you have to make the al ha'etz v'apriya ha'etz anyway, so now you might have thought that you can just go and say, no problem, I'll also add al ha'gefen v'apriya ha'gefen and be yotzi in that fashion. So he says, misafik, one should not do this. That's what the Ramah is explaining. The Mechab is telling us over here, don't add on additional things out of safik. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Pei, he explains, Umayri Shayayin Einlo. We're talking here, there is no additional wine. Because let's say you had this beverage that is not sure if it's wine or if it's a water-like beverage, and you're not sure if the Brach Achron is Alagefen or the Brach Achron is Barna Fashos. In that situation, if you have additional wine, the Eishlo, if you have wine, Mishnah Berurah says, Halo Yecholot Siatzom Misafik, then you can get around the Safik very beautifully. The Yevarech Alayayin Alagefen, the Alminacher Barna Fashos Rabos, the Eitzimim Marushach. So now, you just had this beverage. You're not sure, is it a Geffen or is it a Bar Nefashos? So go drink a glass of wine and go drink or eat something that you have to make a Bar Nefashos on. And Mimonavshach, the Ala Geffen, Al Priya Geffen that you make in the wine will be Motzi this beverage if you were supposed to make an Ala Geffen on it. And if you were supposed to make a Bar Nefashos on it, the other item that you just ate, you'll be Yotzi with that, with the Bar Nefashos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we're obviously not talking here where there was additional wine. And therefore, in our situation, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the Mechaber is telling us, don't do this. You might have thought that I'll take another item. I'll take some grapes over here. And now I have to make on these grapes an aloetz v'alpriyetz. And now, once I have to make an aloetz v'alpriyetz, nu v'yichlo gam kem b'yamtza bracha misofik ala gefen v'chule. I'll also add on, kemo b'sif yud beis, that we said that you're allowed to do this, that I'll add on, once I'm already m'chuyiv to make the bracha aloetz v'alpriyetz, if I add on the words ala gefen v'alpriyetz, that would be okay. So, the Mechaber is telling us, don't do that. Why not? The reason why the Mechaber is telling us not to do that, because the Shema Birchos will burn Nefashos Rabos. Because maybe, in fact, the Brachos will burn Nefashos. They in Shayach Po Shem Geffen Klal. And this Allah Geffen, Al Priya Geffen, therefore, is totally unnecessary. And therefore, Mutu Shalol Lahasku Klal. Better that you not mention it at all. However, when we call Malkum, in Yeshlo Aleiz Adov Levarach Burin Nefashos Rabos Yivarach. But if there is something that you could definitely have to make a Burin Nefashos on, that's not a problem for you to do so. The Shema Birchos of Burin Nefashos Rabos. Umash Yusul Lisaki Nisakim. Because here, there's no problem with Bruchel of Atola. You have to make the Burin Nefashos anyway. And the bottom line is, if in fact you needed to make it on that beverage, it really was the Burin Nefashos and not an Alagefen, you in fact are making the Burin Nefashos now on the other thing. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pe'alef, he says, if somebody ate a fruit, he doesn't know whether this is one of the fruits that you make an al eitz al priyaitz or you make a bari nefashos on it. And there is no other fruit over here. He doesn't have any other fruit from the zayiminim that he can make the al eitz al priyaitz on and definitely be motzi this fruit. So what should you do in this situation? So kasa v'magin avram, the yuchal likach yayin, go here in this situation, take a glass of wine. Or, or take something which you have to make an alamilchya on, eat or drink a shear of that that would be mechayiv you in an alagefen, via priya gefen, or in an alamilchya, the yosif lichol me'abrocha aloetz, via priya eitz, and this way you can add the aloetz, via priya eitz, via eitz imimon of shach, and you'll be yotzi over here no matter what. Why is that? The afim haprizu eino mishiva saminim. Even if this fruit that you're talking about, you had the suffix on, is not from the shiva saminim, shayach lomar le priya eitz, because technically you could make in priya eitz on it, as we've canal the sifur gimel. As we already previously explained, the sifur gimel, the rabbis just never set it up, but b'di'evit you would be yotze. So to over here, you're yotze mimon of shach. Finally, sifkot and pebeis, the Ramah had explained that the Mechaber said not to do this, even though it's a sofek, b'das ha-taz. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion of the Taz, v'hiskimu ito kama achronim ledina, and many other achronim, including the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Maimon Mordechai, is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Ayin Ches, say the halach lemais is the lo amrinan svarazu rak linin l'chatchila. That which the Mechaber, as explained by the Ramah, says don't do this, that's only l'chatchila. In other words, once you've drunk this questionable beverage, should it have been a bracha achrona ala gefen or bar nefashos, so lechatchila, don't go and eat something that's an eitz al priya eitz type of a fruit. Dainush yishta mashkezu, and then v'yismoch linyan bracha achrona al smach shichl achar kach besocha shum tosefes. Don't do that lechatchila. However, after the fact, you've now done it. Avolinyan dieved. Dainush shikvar shoso mashke sheyishl sofik. You do now have this situation that you drank this beverage and you're not sure what to do. So then, these poskim, the Taz, the Yerabah, the Mayim and Mordechai, is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, mutav shi'ichlo besocha, it is better than to go and make an aleitz v'apriyetz, and include in it the ala gefen v'apriya gefen, mimashi yishar b'li bracha achrona klal, as opposed to not making any bracha achrona at all. This concludes Simen Reish Ches. Now we begin Simen Reish Tes. Dine tos v'sofik b'bichas ayayin. The halachos if a person makes a mistake in the bracha on wine. What are we talking about? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Lo kach kos shel sheichor, if a person takes a cup of beer, or o shel mayim, or a glass of water. Upasach, and he starts to say, V'yoma baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam, al das lomar shakol. He knows he has beer or water in front of him, and he intends when he says the words, baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam, that he's making this shakol niyeh bidvaro. However, for some reason, the Torah, when he concludes the bracha, he doesn't say shakol niyeh bidvaro, and instead he says, V'yomar borei pri hagofen. So the halacha is, the Mechaber says, ein machzir no, so he does not have to make a new bracha. Why? Because at the time that he said, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, shehem ikra bracha, which is the ikra bracha, as we'll see, this is the opinion of the Rambam, lo niskavin elo lebracha ha-ru'uya lo'osu amin. He did have the proper kavana, intention in mind over here, when he said the ikra part, which is the shemu malchus, and therefore, even though he concluded it incorrectly, he said bar priya gofen, on water or beer, which is not a bar priya gofen, the Mechaber's first opinion, as I said, brought down in the name of the Rambam, is that you are in fact yotze. However, the Mechaber then brings down the Yesh Omrim, and this is the opinion of Rashi and Tosos, and Shar Poskim, as he brings down from the Gemara and Brachos, if in fact he took water or beer and he thought it was wine and he made Baruch HaPasach Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Adas Lomar Bar Priya Gofen, thinking that it was a Bar Priya Gofen. So when he says Shemu Malchus, he has over here in mind that he's going to make a Bar Priya Gofen, and then he realizes it's either beer or water and I only make a Shahakol. Before he concludes Bar Priya Gofen, he changes it. These opinions say that we don't go after the ikr, first part of the bracha, like the Rambam said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's the ikr part. But they say, no, you go after the conclusion, and as long as you concluded it correctly, even though you had an incorrect machshava by the Shemu Malchus, you are in fact Yotzei. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, Hagah, the kol shekein, and certainly, im hayo biyado yayin, if you had in your hand wine, v'sav reshumayim, and you thought it was water. U'pasach adayit ilo mashakol. And when you said the Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Mechalam, you were intending to say the shakol. V'nizkar u'be'ach bar piyagofen, and then you see that it's wine, and you conclude properly with bar piyagofen, sheyotze. Here, certainly you would be yotze. Why? Shari atim siyim shahakol yotze. Because here, even if you concluded with shakol niyebidvo, as the Torah brings down, you would be yotze b'diyebid by making shakol and wine. So certainly in this scenario, you would be yotze according to Ramah, no matter what. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah to try to understand this a little bit better. As I mentioned, the first opinion that we brought down from the Mechaber, it said if you took the glass of beer or water and had in mind the right bracha of Shehakol Ni'evivar when you said Shemu Malchus and you changed it afterwards, the first opinion says you are Yotzi B'di'evit. And as I mentioned already, the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Aleph brings down Zehu Dasa Rambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam, which Dirshu, footnote number 1, explains, as brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Rambam is Lishitoso, Shebidiyevid, Yotzi Midei Chovas, Kol HaBrachos, Behirur HaLev. The Rambam Shit is that you technically are Yotzi with all the brachos just by thinking about them. And therefore, Ba'ofen, Shebeis Haskar Shemu Malchus, Sheze Ikor Bracha. And therefore, at the time that you said the Shemu Malchus, you, which is the Ikar part of the bracha, had the right kavan in mind, shekaru l'tchilas ha-bracha Ikar bracha, that this is called the Ikar bracha, the beginning part of the bracha, and then choshev levarach kiroi, and at that point you had in mind to bless it correctly, harei zekilu siyem es ha-bracha b'machshavto kiroi. The Aruch HaShulchan explains, the Rambam holds, it's as if you concluded it correctly as well. Kaf HaChaim brings down that svardim achoshesh for the sheet of the Rambam. And therefore, mi she'iru lo dover zeh, if this happened to somebody, lo yoshev levarach befiv, he should not go and make now a new bracha of Shehakol. And this is as well the opinion of the Shelus Shuvas Or Litzion. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Sha'av b'nei Svarat enon tzrichim l'chosh l'maisa l'das Rambam. Even the Svaradim, as brought down by the Mechaber over here, aren't choshish for this l'maisa of the Rambam. Kivin sha'poskim harbu l'smol shitoso. Since, as we'll see in a second, so many poskim disagree with this Rambam. However, Shlomo Zalman says he's not sure l'maisa what Svaradim should do. Now let's continue in Sivkot Nalef in the Mishnah Berurah. So we said this is the Das of the Rabban. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Abel Rova Poskim V'Kimat Kulam. The Mishnah Berurah says the majority of the Poskim, in fact almost all of them, Cholkin Olav, disagree over here with this Mechaber as brought down in the name of the Rambam. And the Be'er HaTeiv uses the same Lashon, Maskanos Kol HaChronim D'lo Azlina Basu Daito. Nobody holds like this. V'Eskimu D'lo Azlina Basu Daito. Now we're continuing in the Mishnah Berurah. Nobody holds like this Rambam. Kivan Shebefiv Hotzi bracha she'eno re'uya, since he verbally expressed the wrong bracha. He was supposed to make a shakol here, but by accident he said a bar priagofen, which is not yotzi b'di'evit. Lo'osu amin, lo yotzu makzirono, so therefore you're not yotzi, and you have to repeat and say a new shakol. V'kosu achronim devchein yesh lohoros, and all the achronim say, we in fact paskin, not like this Rambam, and one should repeat the bracha, shakol ni'evit vor, in this situation. Sivkot and beis. However, in the reverse situation, we said the bracha with the intention, you took a beer or water, and you had the intention that it's a bori priagofen on it, and that's what you had in mind when you said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and only afterwards did you change it to a shakol, you are yotze. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein halacha, the achron and paskin, we do hold like this. Sivkot and Gimel, Hainu, af agav dibishor shehizkir shemu malchus shuikar bracha, even though at the time that you said the ikar bracha, which the Goran Brachos tells us, the ikar bracha is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, hayadato al bracha she'eno ruya lo su'amin klal, the bari priagofen would not be yotze over here on the beer or on the wine, so you had the wrong intention. Nevertheless, according to the Rov Poskim over here, afilu hachi kiven shechasim es habracha hizkir b'fiv kogen, since you concluded it correctly with the shahakol niyeh b'dvor, as you were supposed to, yotze b'di'evit. You would in fact be yotze b'di'evit. Finally, Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the scenario where you're holding wine in your hand, but you thought it was water, and you started off with the intention to say a shahakol, and you concluded with a bar priagof, and you certainly would be yotze, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'nimtzo sha'af l'fi machshavto ha'isa bracha ril os yamin, because your original shakol niyeh b'dvaro, while not optimal, would have been yotze b'di'evit, so certainly you're yotze over here if you change the proper ending to the bar priagof, because your original ikar bracha was also b'di'evit correct. That concludes today's shir.